You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. This week, commentator Dr. Cheryl White takes us to 1826 Ireland for The Case of the Changeling.
In 1826, a bizarre legal case played out in Ireland. A woman named Anne Roche drowned a child in the River Flesk, a four-year-old boy who was yet unable to speak or walk. At her trial, she gave the defense that she was trying to expose him as a fairy child, a changeling. She was acquitted of murder and set free. And this outcome is a startling testament to the power of historical legend. One of the best explanations for the beginnings of legends is that we humans have a need for order. We have a need to understand those things that are beyond our control. In the same way that ancient mythology developed to explain natural phenomena that humans lacked the science to understand, legends serve much the same purpose. So it is today we turn our attention to just such a legend from the ancient British Isles, that of the changelings. According to ancient folklore, changelings were fairy creatures left with families in the place of their true-born children, who were taken away by those same fairies. This idea of a swapped child is one that is pervasive in literature throughout the medieval world, and again suggests a desire to understand such complexities as developmental disabilities or other medical conditions that might impact the appearance or aptitude of a child. In a society where the concept of the other extended to anyone who was unusual or deformed, there was a need perhaps to explain the child in such a way that left the parents and the community blameless. Scholars believe this is the cultural origin of the idea of the changeling, and the lore seems to have begun in Britain, although a similar version is also found throughout parts of Central and Eastern Europe. The case of Anne Roche is well documented in the historical record, and hers is not an isolated example. The idea of a changeling, that fairies could steal a child away from its parents and home and replace it with a deformed or disabled substitute, is pure superstition to the modern mind, but clearly was a pervasive legend attributed as cultural fact to many people of the past. In some cases, the changeling legend was quite closely linked to other folklore, including a legend among the Scots that fairies, believed to be quite real, were actually in league with the devil and owed him a human child every few years. Other legendary practices appeared in response, with the use of charms left near the cribs of newborns, for instance, to ward off the fairies. And particularly interesting was the common belief that iron had such preventative properties. So small crosses made of iron would often be affixed on or near the bed of a child. The archetype of the changeling persists to this day, kept alive in our popular culture, including music, television, film, literature, and even video games. The fact that the term itself, changeling, continues to be well known to us, itself is a link to the common human story across the ages. History shows us that in every era, man has struggled to understand the great mysteries of life and the challenges posed by the unexplainable. Tragedy especially seems difficult for humans to accept, and it is therefore no surprise that this, rather than fortuitous or happy events, seem to form the basis for most legends, myths, and superstitions. Although today we might seek a more sophisticated explanation, we never seem to stop asking why.
Dr. Cheryl White is an associate professor in the Department of History and Social Sciences at LSUS, and she can be heard each Thursday morning at 7:45 on Red River Radio.